to be a review and kind of an overview of the Strider bike. And the reason, that's what it looks like there, the reason I decided to do this review is because when I was researching this bike for my daughter, I really would have loved to watch a review where someone kind of went over what it was all about and what they thought about it. So that's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to tell you some information about the Strider bike, and then I will show my kids riding this bike. So if you've never heard about a Strider bike before, this is what it looks like here. I'll back up. So it has the handlebar up here, the seat, the two wheels, but as you'll notice, there are no pedals. That's the whole bike there. And the premise behind this is that the child can sit on the bike and then pedal with their legs, like kind of push off on the ground, which you'll see later on in this video. And as they get more confident and comfortable pushing off the ground, eventually they learn to take their feet off and balance on the bike as it's still moving. So basically they learn how to balance and steer a bike before throwing in the added task of pedaling. It's like learning how to ride a bike using different progressions than with just standard old training wheels. With training wheels, the child learns how to pedal effectively and brake, but they have no balance or really steering ability. Like, they don't know what the true sensation of that is because they are basically riding a tricycle when they have the training wheels on. With the Strider bike, you go at it a different way. You teach your child how to balance, learn how to control the bike and balance on it, and then once they learn how to do that, pedaling is just an easier step. From what I've read and seen from reading about the Strider bike, it is way easier for a child to learn how to pedal once they already know how to balance than to learn how to balance once they already know how to pedal. I've actually seen several kids in our complex riding these bikes around, and I was just curious about them because obviously when I grew up we didn't have bikes like this, so that's why I initially started looking into this. So while learning about this bike, what I really liked about it is that this one bike goes from about 18 months to 5 years old, so it grows with them and it adjusts really easily, which I'll show you in a second. But I love that basically their little motto is, if your child can walk, then they can ride. So a child who's about 18 months old, or as you'll see my 2-year-old, all they do is kind of straddle the bike, but then their feet are still on the ground and they're just walking along with the bike. They're not actually lifting their feet up. But as the child gets a little bit older and they get more confident and comfortable, they start kind of pushing off with their feet and lifting their feet for little periods of time, and eventually by the time a child hits 5, they can do many cool tricks on this bike. So I'm just going to tell you a couple of features about this bike, and then we'll head outside and you can see my kids riding it. So to start off with, I don't know if you noticed that when I pick up the bike, like that's one arm there, it's only 6.4 pounds. It's incredibly light, which is awesome for obviously parents who need to carry it, but also for the child. It's just easier for them to maneuver around and steer because it's so darn light. The tire here is EVA polymer tire, which means that it's lighter than an air-filled tire and it's not air-filled. It'll never need to be re-pumped up, which is awesome. I'll show you the tread there. Okay, I just brought it in close so that you can see the seat here. It's designed for a toddler, so it's really nice and narrow, which is nice. And it's also weather resistant, so you can't, it's like plasticky, you can't rip it or tear it. And then one of the cool features about adjusting this bike is that you don't need any tools. I'm going to come in close here. So that's a little clamp there. And then if you just push on it like that, you can move this seat up and down just like that. So as your child grows, you can just adjust it and you don't have to find the tools needed for it. And same thing goes for the handlebar. It has super small little handles for little toddler hands, and then for adjusting the height of the handlebar, it has that same clamp here, so this can go up or down. And the last thing to show you here is this launch pad footrest. It's just a little footrest that the child can put their foot on. Once they get better at pushing off and actually gliding around on the bike, that's where they rest their feet. And the maximum weight of this bike is 60 pounds. But other than that, that's basically the components of the bike. It's very, very simple. When I'm looking online at their website, they have several different models. I believe this is the ST4. Prices on this bike vary based on what model you get and where you get it. It's sold in a whole bunch of different countries. I can see here online. But the one I have here is around $100. That is about it. I hope some of you found that interesting. I know a lot of my viewers have toddlers themselves, so I just wanted to show you our Strider bike that we got and why it's a little bit different from a normal bike. And now we're gonna head outside and watch my girls play. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to leave a comment down below, and thank you so much for watching. Bye!